If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Friday, my friends, and welcome to the final, Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast of the week. Yeah, it has to be. It's Friday. That's how weeks work. Anyway, we kick off today's podcast with, of course, Europa League action, where Manchester United reached the final. Well, that's a shock. After getting past Roma, and they will play Villarreal after Unai Emery's yellow submarine sunk Arsenal in the other semi. That makes no sense. I know they're known as the yellow submarine, but still sunk. Doesn't work. Anyway, yeah, that's the final of the Europa League. This was the reaction on my show, Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, after Arsenal got beaten.
And the time is up, and Arsenal's time is up. The full-time whistle blows. The Villarreal players and coaches flood onto the pitch in celebration.
Pathetic. That was a game where you wanted to go out and start with an intensity that you could set a tone and continue. And it was covering spaces. It was defending. It was not to concede. It was trying to catch them on the break. Villarreal were too smart. Too smart. Too clever. That's a missed opportunity because they did not give it a go tonight.
Devastated. We had so much enthusiasm and desire to be in that final. We know how much it meant to the club, to our fans, to ourselves, to be in that final, have the chance to win a title and be in the Champions League next season. It's a huge blow.
Chelsea, Spurs above Arsenal in the Premier League have both got rid of their managers. They've turned Chelsea's season round.
And the dream for Arsenal of an all-English final has evaporated. They've gone out with a whimper.
Has he got a go, Arteta?
I don't know whether he knows what he's doing, mate.
I don't think he does.
Based on that, the biggest game of his career and the biggest game of their season hinged tonight. That was not a performance that showed me that they knew about that. It's risk and reward.
Yeah.
And just flabbergasted at what I've seen tonight. Nothing there showed me this was the biggest game of their season, the biggest game of his career.
Be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you dream.
Arsenal, in my opinion, have gone backwards under Mikel Arteta. Take away that FA Cup win. And I tell you what also, Dean, it's a shot in the arm for those Arsenal fans who hounded out Arsene Wenger at the end. There were a lot of Arsenal fans who wanted him gone. Be careful what you wish for.
If that was England playing like Arsenal did tonight, every single English fan would be disgusted. There's not one player on that pitch who wanted to fight for Arsenal.
As bad as he is, behind the scenes that the club has run to the core as well, the recruitment over the last few years has been disgraceful.
Just quickly, John, yes or no, do you want Arteta out of the club?
Well, no, he has to go, simple as that. He's failed like Lampard.
He waits the 80th minute to bring anyone on, bar Martinelli, and he's bringing off Aubameyang. But we need to get a goal. I'm sitting here confused.
It's just not football that, not even the Arsenal fans are used to. It's not football that seems to make sense and it seems to be going anywhere, and I'm just fearful of what's going to happen if he continues to stay in charge, really.
Good evening. Yeah, good evening.
I'm just sitting here wondering how fat Unai Emery's cigar is tonight. What a moment for him. I mean, talk about revenge, vengeance, call it what you want, so, Jordan.
Sophie, Villarreal have tweeted, if you go to their official Twitter account, they've tweeted a picture of Unai Emery. I think he did the one of those things the managers do, the coaches club anyway, and they've just captioned it, good evening. To be fair, it's A1 trolling. I love it.
And Manchester United are through to the Europa League final. Not at their best tonight, beaten 3-2, but they've won 8-5 on aggregate.
I was disappointed with, of course, conceding so many shots and so many goals. It was always going to be an open game because they had to score goals. And that was going to make it a chance for us to create chances. I think both teams could have scored five more. So it could have easily been 6-6, 7-6.
Maguire can stop him. Fred. Oh, he's giving it away. The shot comes in. There's another one. It's Cristante. And they've scored twice in 2 minutes. And it was Fred, guilty of trying to overplay.
For me now, the main thing is we're in the final. We know we have to play better than this. But we're here because we've had a centre-forward score four goals.
And Edinson Cavani with a double last week and a double again tonight. And that will alleviate the danger once and for all.
And Edinson shows again why we... want to keep him at Old Trafford.
Now, Eden Hazard has apologised to Real Madrid supporters after their Champions League defeat to Chelsea. The Belgian was seen laughing with some of his ex-teammates following the defeat, and a Spanish television show opened its programme claiming he had taken the... can't say that word... out of the fans. On TalkSport, Alan Brazil and Darren Goff defended Hazard, but Jamie O'Hara was having none of it.
Seeing that, you know, when he's laughing and joking after the game, you've just got beat. You're at Real Madrid, probably the biggest club in the world. They've paid 100 million quid for you. You're not fit. You're miles off it. Where's your winning mentality gone? Plus, you're laughing and joking after you've just got knocked out of a Champions League semi-final.
If he's not fit, not 100%, Jamie, then he shouldn't have played. It's not his choice. Zidane's played him.
Of course, so, yeah, he's played. Yeah, but then when you get dragged and you walk off the pitch, don't start laughing and joking.
It was at the end of the game.
It didn't look good. I've got to say, I agree with Jamie to the
end of the game. There are his buddies, aren't they? They're not his buddies.
They've just mugged him off.
They were his buddies. You can't blame him. Just him.
There's no mates on a football pitch.
I tell you, overall,
the game was after 90 minutes.
I just don't agree with it. The game's changed. For me, the winning mentality, the way. The philosophy and how people act now, these young lads laughing and joking, they're all pals. Get out of here.
As if you two would ever do that. At the end of the game, I would. And by the way, at the start, when they all shake hands and all that, and you see the big games international, I'm totally against that. Get lost. End of the game.
You're against that, but you're allowed to have a laugh and a joke after the game when you've just lost the Champions League semi-final.
Yes, because that's your old team and you're few of your mates. He doesn't know a camera's watching him.
I don't even like shaking hands before the game.
That's what I've said.
I've just said that. Yeah, but he doesn't want to do that, but he wants to have a laugh and a joke.
The game's over. You can't change that. You're sulking and walking on the bus and sitting
here. Yeah, but it shows your mentality as a person. If you're laughing and joking, you've just got beat. And you're at Real Madrid in the Champions League final, you're having a joke.
When you've lost such a huge game and you've played so badly, the normal reaction is not to have a laugh with your mate. You might want to do that at some point, but surely your natural, normal reaction is to be devastated.
So if someone makes you laugh, you stop yourself laughing purely because you've lost. I better not laugh because I'm on TV and all the Real Madrid pundits are going to nail me because I've not had a great game. It's the best team... One, they've already said to him, get him out of Madrid, like they did Bale. They even said Bale were rubbish at Real Madrid. Have they not seen how many trophies he won at Real Madrid?
No, they said his attitude wasn't good. And I think even he's kind of almost admitted that.
Now, UEFA has confirmed that the Champions League final will stay in Istanbul. Bad decision. Despite the concerns over coronavirus in Turkey, many, of course, have called for the match between Chelsea and Man City to be moved to London, with Glenn Hoddle saying it's in the interest of public safety. However, Adrian Durham, there's a surprise, thinks people calling for the final to be in England are guilty of English arrogance. Yeah, of course they are. Play the tape.
It looks like Chelsea and City will get 4,000 tickets each for this final. And as long as each club puts on the transport to go to Istanbul and all fans abide by that, then I can't see what the problem is. Boris has even said that some foreign travel could open up 17th of May. You know, it could become much more relaxed, the whole thing, by then, given that the lockdown is actually working in Turkey right now. So I think people have got a little bit overexcited about it. And I think what they've jumped on is two English teams going all the way over there. Oh, no, let's have it here. Like, England is this football god, this heaven of football. We're the only place that can host a game involving two English teams. It's so backward thinking, in my opinion.
I think it makes absolute common sense in a pandemic. Mm. This is strange times, obviously. It would make sense. It would be safer for everyone. You know, every government in the world keeps telling us about stay safe, distancing, keep your masks on and everything. Well, there's sporting events that really have got to be protected. And, I'm under that umbrella. I think it makes common sense. And if it's going to save people's lives, that's how important it is, then they've got to think about it without a shadow of doubt.
Now, the British and Irish Lions head coach, Warren Gatland, has been speaking exclusively to TalkSport 2 following the announcement of his squad of the Tour of South Africa, which, of course, will be live on TalkSport. Alan Wynne-Jones was named captain for the tour, and Gatland told Andrew McKenna, or Macca to his friends, there was an easy decision to make.
I think when we look back on the Six Nations, probably the most even Six Nations that we've seen in a long time, given every team was capable on a day of beating each other. So when it came to picking the captain, I think Alan Wynne, the way that he'd led that side, his experience, the respect that I know he has from, will have from everyone else in the squad, probably made that decision a lot easier than I would have first thought.
People are already reacting, and sort of, I guess the headline names that are leaping out is no Johnny Sexton, no Jonathan Davis, of course, who's been such a big part of for you, no Billy Vunipola, no Josh Navidi. But actually, do you turn it around and look at it from the other point of view and say, we couldn't get them in because of the quality of the players that we have picked?
There were lots of reasons, and some players who had injuries for a period, or coming back from injury, or we feel still need some more rugby and more rugby time, and the way that South Africa are going to play against us. Look, and I understand there's a number of players that we could have taken a risk with, or we could have picked, or if we made certain different selections. And then, but the same question will be asked, you pick one player and you've got to leave someone else out.
I'm Alan Brazil, and this is TalkSport Daily.
Derby play Sheffield Wednesday tomorrow, knowing a defeat will see manager Wayne Wazzaruni's Rams relegated. Easy for me to say. And it's a must win for Wednesday, otherwise they'll be in League One themselves. Adrian Durham has said that Rooney wasn't ready for the Derby job, and Darren Goff believes that Rooney should still be playing.
I think he should have carried on playing to the end of this season. With everything that was going on around Derby, there was a lot of influence, weren't there, with proposed takeovers and all that. Because Rooney, sitting deeper, he still had that quality when he played it. Mm. And he could influence a game, and do you know what I mean? But unfortunately, he wanted to make that decision. He didn't want to play anymore. And look where Derby are now. Lost the last six. It's unbelievable. They were 1-0up, weren't they, the last game?
Yeah, and lost it 2-1.
Roberts! Oh, Swansea have turned it around! Inside 2 minutes, Conor Roberts planting the ball past Keller Roos, and Derby's afternoon has turned from bad to worse. They were in front, they're now behind.
Wayne Rooney seems to have taken it at the wrong time. Doesn't seem to be happening for Wayne Rooney at Derby, and they could be in League One next season.
And don't forget, the Derby against Sheffield Wednesday is live tomorrow, or game day, as it's known, from midday, live and exclusive over on TalkSport 2. Now, Southampton boss Ralf Hasenhüttl has been speaking ahead of his side's game with Liverpool, which is live on TalkSport this Saturday evening on game day. Yannick Vestergaard's controversial red card against Leicester was overturned this week, but despite that decision, Ralfie was still angry with the VAR officials.
Yeah, it's very difficult to understand, and the only reason why it is, or why it can be like this, is that they have not the right people on the right spots for the VAR, because otherwise he must have seen it, that this was clear, not a goal chance. And when everybody sees it one day later, it doesn't help us in the end. And this is why we have the VAR for, and I cannot understand it. It was the second time this season, yeah? So the second time that after the game they say, yeah, sorry, but it was a wrong decision. This is not possible for me.
Now, time for a bit of boxing, Jack, because Saul Canelo Alvarez and Billy Joe Saunders will finally meet this weekend to determine who is the best super middleweight on the planet. Former WBC cruiserweight champion Tony Bellew complimented the Mexican Alvarez by comparing him to a certain Marvel supervillain, as you do.
I
I've labelled him literally the Thanos of boxing. He takes everything that's good away from a fighter and uses it against him, mate. He's literally a superhuman being. He's a freak of nature. Ever since he lost to Mayweather, he's taken all the things that happened to him in that loss and starts using them against every other fighter he's faced. He's become the hardest fighter to hit, and whereas Floyd Mayweather was the greatest counterpuncher this sport's ever seen, he is now the greatest counterpuncher in the world of boxing right now, active.
I think he's a great fighter, he's a great champion, but God's put me here for a reason. And all the stuff I've gone through in my boxing career, I should never really even be here, but I'm here. And I know I've got in my locker room to beat anybody from middleweight to super middleweight, and I mean any of them.
I think the only way Billy wins this fight, and listen, it's a huge ask, it's Mount Everest of boxing challenges, but if he can frustrate him early doors with defeat, defeat are the key to this fight for Billy Joe Saunders. He has to make Canelo reach in. Billy is the slightly the bigger man because, you know, he's a career-long middleweight and super middleweight, whereas, you know, Canelo starts off at light welterweight, guys. You've got to understand that. It's unbelievable what he's doing. It really is. I can't speak highly enough of how good he is.
Well, that's nearly it for another podcasting thing. Let me tell you about lots and lots of live football are coming your way, all part of Game Day. And it all kicks off tomorrow at 12:30. Leeds take on Tottenham. That one's live and exclusive on TalkSport. Over on TalkSport 2, as I said earlier on, at 12:30 at the same time, you can, if you want to hear the big game in the Championship, as Derby take on Sheffield Wednesday. Staying on TalkSport 2 from 3 p.m, you can hear Crawley against Bolton. That's from League 2. Then we're back to Premier League action, exclusively live to TalkSport at 5:30 as Man City take on Chelsea. Of course, a dress rehearsal for the Champions League final. And that's followed by Liverpool against Southampton. Also live, also exclusive, and also on TalkSport. That's it. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Drive Time. Yeah, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time. Today on TalkSport from 4 p.m. alongside old Benzy Boy and his £19,000 trainers. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing Monday morning. So do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.